Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Here is a preview of the season premiere of American Greed, the life and crimes of Joel Greenberg. In this episode of American Greed, from the dark swamps of Florida, one slick resident crawls into the spotlight, riding the coattails of President Donald Trump. His name, Congressman Matt Gaetz.
We must protect our home with unbreakable Made in America strength. Strength I see every day in President Donald Trump.
Gaetz is an apex predator of the Trump era, but in early 2021, he's hit with an allegation that threatens to eat him alive.
The investigation of possible sex trafficking currently underway into the Florida lawmaker began with an investigation into an associate of his who's pleading not guilty to trafficking, stalking, and identity fraud charges.
That associate is Gaetz's friend, a local public official who was a complete unknown outside the small corner of Florida, where he's built an empire of fraud and depravity.
Good afternoon, and thank you for allowing me.
Just for the sake of the record, name?
Joel Greenberg, Seminole County Tax Collector.
To those who cover the story, Greenberg is a politician and a criminal unlike any they've ever encountered.
There was a boldness and an in-your-face disregard for the law that went on here that I certainly had never seen at another elected office. It's just one example after another of different parts of ways of breaking the law that you didn't think were possible.
Greenberg's rise to power starts in this affluent enclave of lakes, swamps, and suburbs northeast of Orlando. In Seminole County and across the state, Joel Greenberg's father has struck gold with a mini empire of dental clinics worth millions.
It's a household name in Central Florida because there are so many of them. I passed two on the way here today.
Straightening pearly whites makes Greenberg Dental a booming business. But young Joel walks a crooked path as the family's black sheep.
He was brought up in a family of overachievers, and that was not Joel.
By the time he's a teen, Greenberg shows up in an Orlando Sentinel article about a basketball program for wayward boys.
His mother told a newspaper reporter at the Sentinel that he's my shining star who still needs more polishing.
To help with that polishing, Greenberg is shipped off to military school and spends years in college, though he never graduates. He also finds himself in legal trouble more than once.
The money, I think, was a problem because it seemed like every time Joel got in trouble, somebody from the family would step forward with some cash.
Eventually, Greenberg uses his share of the family's wealth to make a name for himself on local AM radio, buying airtime for a program he creatively calls The Joel Greenberg Show. Greenberg is then in his late 20s, and he turns for help to a future Instagram model named Nicole Hampton.
I had just graduated high school. I was about 17, 18 years old. He reached out to me on Facebook and asked me if I wanted to be an on-air personality on his radio show. You know, being as young as I was just starting college, it meant a lot.
Though it seems like the start of a dream career, Hampton says her older boss is hardly a wise mentor.
some of the things that he would say or some of the things that we would have guests on that were a little bit more Howard Stern-esque. Our producer would be bleeping things out left and right.
In this boys' club atmosphere, Hampton says she gets to know two very different versions of Greenberg.
He was really professional on air. Off air, Joel was a completely different Joel. During commercial breaks, he would make me like sit in his lap and stuff like that. He would grab my butt or slap my butt. And Joel would ask me to go out to dinners. He would ask me to go out for a couple of drinks. And at the time, I was 18, 17 maybe. I don't remember. But definitely not 21.
Then, Hampton says, there's the unconventional arrangement Greenberg has for paying her.
He would always write me checks at his house. Now, I worked for him Monday through Friday, so I don't understand why he just couldn't bring my check to the office or to the recording studio.
In the end, Hampton decides she's had enough and leaves her dream job.
I did not want to be in the same room as him, especially working under him and knowing that I had to listen and do everything that he said.
Greenberg's attorney declined to comment about Hampton's allegations. The radio show isn't Greenberg's only venture into the media world.
The reputation he had was a guy that had been sort of aimless.
So he pursues this other sort of different tangent of a career, becoming a tax collector.
I don't remember exactly where I saw it, but I do remember being utterly shocked. It's like, did he wake up and say, oh, hey, I'm gonna be a tax collector today?
For someone seemingly addicted to the spotlight, Greenberg's choice to run for Seminole County tax collector in 2016 is odd. It's typically a low-profile position involving the collection of taxes and the issuance of driver's licenses, hunting licenses, and concealed carry permits.
In the hierarchy of local government, I mean, the tax collector is kind of like the long snapper on the punt team. You know, he's important, but he's got a limited job.
If the job choice seems strange, so does Greenberg's pivot from failed shock jock to Politico.
You know, the name was well known through the dental chain. Joel himself was not very well known.
But that will soon change in a very big way. When he enters politics, Greenberg has close to $5 million socked away. And he uses his share of the family fortune to kickstart his campaign with a $100,000 loan. Ironically, Greenberg's candidacy is based on attacking the ethics of his opponent, the county's long-serving tax collector.
They had a fella in there who was pretty clearly profiting from his office in ways that did not turn out to be illegal, but were kind of questionable, and people were tired of it. And his biggest line during the campaign was, people are sick of this, and I'm not going to do it.
When the ballots are tallied, Greenberg ekes out a win with 52% of the vote. And to those watching, his victory dovetails with that of another wealthy political newcomer with a home in Florida who's running for office that year.
We're going to Washington, D.C. to drain the swamp.
It's pretty clear from how he fashioned himself as a candidate, what he ran on, who he made himself out to be, and how he behaved after he got into office, that he was a perfect encapsulation of what happens when Trumpism comes to your local government.
Long before his scandal makes national news, Joel Greenberg is sworn in as Seminole County tax collector in January 2017.
So I'm asking you to expect very little and to allow me to surprise you.
Once in office, he meets a young man named Brent Tyler.
I had just finished my bachelor's degree in cybersecurity. I was trying to get my foot in the door, getting a job. And I guess he had heard about it through the grapevine and he invited me to come talk to him.
Tyler takes the job and gets to see that Greenberg is far from a typical boss.
He was a strange guy sometimes. You know, he'd talk about girls, talk about staff, how hot they were, how he'd like to do stuff with them. I mean, he seemed like a smart guy. He had good ideas, but he also sometimes just had crazy ideas, obviously.
To see the whole story, please watch the full episode of American Greed. Matt Gaetz has not been charged and denies the allegations tied to the probe.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.